I would say we're going to leave off here at after Phrygian. But to get started, how to start exploring the modes is you take what I should point out before I go further is that Ionian is a major mode because it has a major third. Dorian and Phrygian, what type of mode are they, major or minor?
That's a minor mode.
That's right. Dorian's minor and Phrygian's minor because they have a flat third. The difference between minor and major is the type of third they have. If the third is flat, it's a minor mode. Right. So in order to begin your journey of implementing this, you can just take Ionian, Dorian, and Phrygian and mess around with those. That's a lot right there.
That's a lot.
So pick a key, any key, and I'll show you how to practice this, how to put this on the guitar.
Okay. Let's do E. Guitarists play in E a lot.
Okay, E. So we got E major. Okay, so you're going to give yourself an E major sort of amp. And that's an easy one because you can play your E Ionian. There's really nothing to discuss there, right? Because you know your major scale. You're just simply going to find an E and... So there's nothing to discuss there for you to practice Ionian.
Right.
But next step, Dorian. You're going to still stay in E. Here's the way I like to teach you. There's different schools of thought on this. Okay. I like to have you stay in just in E for the purposes of today's example. And you're going to make it E minor.
E minor?
You heard it. And we're going to play an E major scale, but follow the instructions for Dorian. We're now on Dorian. You're going to play an E major scale, but flat the third and flat the seventh.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, no, this is going to suck.
Actually, I'm technically in the key of D then.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yes, I could make you... All right, let me pause right there. I could see the sigh in your when I said that, and it would be a struggle for most guitars. Let me just demonstrate this. To do that and then to find the note, to find the third and flat it, and then... to find the seventh and flat it, and it gets all sticky and you lose your spot and everything like that. So what Serge did very wisely was, he said, okay, well, I know the Dorian is the second mode of some key. Question is, what key is that? So this is like algebra, all right? two plus n equals three. It is, it really is. 2 + n = 3, what is n? You know, so you have to think in reverse. 3 - 2 = 1. In that case, it's obvious what the answer is. But what you're doing is thinking in reverse, right? You're doing 3 - 2 = 1. n = 1. So what he's really doing is, he's saying, okay, E is the 2 of something. So if E is 2, where is 1? That is the question. Now I want you to answer it. Put your finger on E. If that is 2, what's 1? And he put his finger on D. Ladies and gentlemen, he wins $1,000. So make sure you all write your check to his name. So he's going to solo in the key of D. He's going to actually play, rather than learn Dorian and change the 3 to the flat 3 and the 7 to the flat, he's going to play in D major over my E minor chord because he already knows a D major position. He doesn't have anything new to learn muscle memory wise. He already knows a D major scale. Right? And my suggestion is play it in the same you know, position that you're strong in. All right, so I'm gonna play E minor. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Like a glove, right? Let's do it in reverse. You give me an E minor. You're doing fine. You
can... E minor?
Yeah, E minor. Give me an E minor chord. So, thank you. It doesn't sound like I'm playing D major, but it sure is. Do that again. Because that ain't the root anymore. The root is... Right? So listen to that. jam on it. It doesn't sound like D major anymore. Not even close. Right? That's why every mode is different. I think you got the idea on this. So experiment at home. You know, pick a minor chord, any minor chord, and that would be, and then go down a whole step and play the major scale of that key. Right? Do another quick example. Pick any other key besides E.
C.
All right, so we're in C minor. Why minor? Because we know Dorian's a minor. Right? And so if C is the 2, where's the 1?
B flat.
B flat, because he went down 2 frets, for those of you who didn't know that answer. And you're going to simply solo on... Careful. Back to the key of E for a minute, and we're almost done with this. Again, we're stopping. We're gonna pause here and pick up next time.
Right. But
Ionian, Dorian, and Phrygian. Let me complete the presentation by going back to the key of E, which is what you chose originally. We're in E major or E minor for Phrygian.
We're going to Phrygian, which is the 3rd.
The 3rd is flat.
So yeah, it's gonna be E minor.
E minor. That's right. So now he could go through and play E major and flat to 2, try and flat to 2, and then 3. Where's the 3? Wait, where is it? What's going on? It would be very tough for you to ask you to just simply flat the intervals that are supposed to be flatted and learn a brand new thing.
I could just play in C and rest on E.
Yes, how do you know it's C?
Because E is the 3rd note of C.
The 3rd note of C. I'm going slow for the purposes of everyone, right? So, if E is 3, what is 1? Well, I don't really know, but you know the formula is whole, half. So, in order to get to the 3rd note, you got to do whole, right? So, Jace, basically what he's doing is whole in reverse, right? So, I did whole, back to 2, that's D, another whole, back to 1, there's my key. So, it's much faster for him. In the end, you won't think C major. When you see E for, by the time this whole presentation is done, you won't have to think C major to play an E Phrygian. You'll just know what Phrygian is and be able to do it by the time this is all done. So we're walking you through step by step here. And the modes is not an overnight thing. It may take you a couple months or however long it takes. I don't know. Some people take a few months, a few years, a few minutes, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But you will get there. So, but now he's simply going to do C major over my E minor chord. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Great job. One last little thing. The vamp I was playing there was like E minor and then like a little bit of D minor. And the reason to do something like that is to so that you'll know if you're outside the mode, it'll be glaringly obvious. You know, whereas if you just play one E minor chord by itself, you may get outside the mode, like you may drift into Dorian without immediately knowing it. So I'm going to give you a useful progression for each of the 3 we've done so far. Major, you're in E, you just do like a 1 and 5. You know, 1 and then 5. You cannot go outside of major with that, you know. And then Dorian, you could start, let's say the easiest one is like 1 minor and then then up a whole step minor. My favorite thing, again, we're Sound of Music. You know, that's a very modal tune. The modes change in that tune, but that's why it's a beautiful tune. We'll talk about that some other day. So I'm playing, for the example of E, our key, a one chord and then a two minor chord. How do I know that this is a two minor chord? I'll explain someday soon. Right? For the example of the E minor in Phrygian, I'm playing E minor. Knowledge home, pick. So if you're slick, which I know you are, take that knowledge of sample chord progressions home and put it in a different key. For major, I did 1 and 5. For minor, I did a one chord with a two minor. And for Phrygian, I did a one chord with a flat 7 minor. All right, take that to a different key. The key is C, for example. We're in C. Our chords are going to be C. For major, for Ionian, it's going to be C and G7. Right. I'm not sure why I keep hearing that sort of feel and that tempo in my head. Okay, good. And then I'm going to have you tell me. For instance, we keep the key of C and we change to Dorian. The first chord is C minor. I'll give you that much. What's the second chord?
Of C minor, D minor?
When we're in D minor.
Oh, sorry.
When we're in Dorian, I'm sorry, C Dorian, you said it right.
Yeah.
When we're in C Dorian, the first chord is C minor. What would be the second chord? 2 minor, basically.
Oh. D minor.
D minor, you said it right. So my chords are... So you're going to solo in what key again?
B flat, because he knew
that Dorian was the second mode. He went down a whole step to find the root mode. 1, 2, you do it solo. 2, 3, 4 in B flat. Careful on that one. There you go. It has to be that. For the purposes of you listening and for you, Serge, just do the same fingering you know already for the major scale. If you don't know all 5 shapes, fingerings, just take a B-flat fingering that you know. Don't think C for now. All right, 2, 3. This is, you're just hearing the effect of the mode. 2, 3, 4. All right, good. So, all right, so 2, 3, 4. That's what I mean, the wrong notes, if you have a chord progression, it'll jump at you like a sore thumb. Very good practice. Last but not least, Phrygian C minor. First chord is C minor, I'll give you that much. But the second chord I wrote flat 7 minor. So what the heck would that be in C minor?
B flat minor.
All right, now you're in C, you have to solo in C Phrygian. So what's your parent key? If Phrygian is the third mode, so you're the third of some key.
It's C, it would be A flat major.
Yeah, because he went down 2 frets. That's right. So you just take A flat major. I'm playing in C Phrygian, and everybody's happy. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. I shouldn't have gave those all at once. You could just do one mode per week. So actually I went too fast. I think if I'm self-criticizing this presentation, I went too fast. We should have just stopped at Dorian and had you do that for a week.
Doran is already great. Now I'm inspired to get the major thing.